Okay, I'll try them on.
Where is this going? Where is it going to wind up here?
Okay, those of you who know me, that while I like to talk, I'm not really one for public speaking. But in this case, especially this case, I'm going to make an exception. I feel it's very important for me to express my gratitude for this fair and this recognition, but also it's that important for me to tell you how lucky and blessed I've been for over these 50 years at Heaven Hill. You know, I was telling someone on the way out to Whiskey Fest in San Francisco last week that I believe my 50 years with Heaven Hill may be the single longest tenure of any master distiller under one owner. Of course, the second longest may be my dad's 40 years. And of course, there are other master distillers like Elmer, who's here tonight, and Jimmy Russell, who couldn't be here because he's on the road, that have been master distillers for longer than me. But the fact is, it's always been the Shapiro family that has signed the checks around here. And that has really meant a lot to me. It's meant a bond of trust first built up with Mr. Ed Shapiro and his brothers, then Max when he came in just a few years after me. I must remind him a trust that means I always had the freedom to recommend things, to add my 2 cents, sometimes to stick my neck out a bit, but I always knew the Shapiros would listen and would always be fair with me. And those are the best qualities in an owner and a manager. I also learned a lot from both the Shapiros and my dad. It was Mr. Ed that always used to look at me and say, "You got big ideas, Parker." That was right before he told me, "We really can't afford to save any more money." But I wanted to thank Max, Harry, and the whole family for the trust, for the faith that has allowed me to produce, I think, more barrels than any other bastard distiller. Heaven Hill's barrel number 1 million was filled in July of 1961, my second year with the company. We have filled barrel number 5, better read it, I'll get it wrong. They're stuck together. 5.5 million, I know. I know my barrel numbers, believe it. 5.5 million barrels last November. So that means 4.5 million barrels have been filled under my watch, and that watch is still running. Yeah. I've also been privileged to have been a master distiller this time when the bourbon industry and the bourbon trail have really risen. It's been very gratifying to see the effect it has had on Bardstown, Nelson County, and the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the many bourbon industry representatives, fellow master distillers, also the city and county elected officials, and tourism officials that have all made this possible. If a man is truly known, let me see. I lost it again. There we go. By the company he keeps, I think I'm in good shape. Finally, but not last, not least, speaking of family, I wanted to in particular thank my wife Linda for her support and love and for putting up with me. For so many years, and also my son Craig, who now gets to do a lot of the dirty work. Much the way I did for my dad. And thanks to the many other family and friends that are here to celebrate this special time for me. For 50 years of trust, support, and love, I'd like to drink a toast to all of you in return. If I've got one, I'll be glad to do that.
I'm on it.
Cheers.
Cheers.